I'll just say a word or two. We really are enormously grateful. One of the reasons I came to Texas was this sense that the state is really behind its young people and wants to create the kind of opportunities for them that they deserve. And I think this legislative session really bore that out. I think the chancellor had a vision of what we could do with those resources, why they mattered to the state. I mean, we're talking today about money coming to the Texas A&M University as well as the system, but the truth of the matter is this is really money that comes to the state on behalf of the state. And that vision that he helped develop with a group of legislators and with the governor that Tommy and Michael helped execute was, I think, enormously powerful, because it really are three components to it. One is funding to ensure that we're able to continue to have as high quality instruction for these young people as we possibly can. At the end of the day, I know Texas has got a lot of oil, it's got a lot of cattle, it's got other resources, but the most important resources are the minds of those young people. And we farm that more than anyone else, and I think the state contributing to that and in allowing us to enhance that is enormously powerful. The research really is about the people and the ideas. The research funding and the fund system that Chairman Otto set up, I think, is enormously powerful. There's nothing that accelerates research funding by matching money, and we have seen a substantial increase in the research funding across the university campus, and I think we'll see that just continue to increase at really a very impressive rate. Already, this university overall is in the top 20. If you consider that the medical school is at this point still relatively modest compared to universities without a medical school, we actually are in the top three or four in the nation in terms of research funding. That turns ultimately into ideas that make a difference, that have an impact in the lives of real people. And the legislature's realization and the governor's realization that this is how you create and enhance the great state that we're in, I think was just enormously impressive. And it just validated every instinct that I had when we came here. And then the physical facilities are important. It's tough to do world-class research, teaching in double-wide trailers, and to have some facilities that really allow us to expand that research, to get not only to expand it, but to get more and more students into the lab so that they're not only recipients of knowledge, but they are themselves participating in the knowledge creation process, creates that kind of transformative intellectual experience for them that makes just a real difference in terms of what they can do once they graduate. And I think we see very exciting things happening when our graduates do have those opportunities, and I think we're going to see a lot more of that. So it's a session for which we are very grateful. A lot of people to thank who have a vision for this state that I think is about as exciting as any place in the country right now. And I suppose that's the last thing I would just say, is that even as a comparative matter, compared to what's happening in other states, Texas ought to be awfully proud of what its leaders are doing, both its leaders of its institutions and its legislative and political leaders. It's happening, and the long-term benefits of that will be clear. Other states are cutting these basic kinds of infrastructure. We think of infrastructure as roads and et cetera, but the true infrastructure that really matters, again, is that capacity to really give opportunities to young people to realize their full potential. And this is a state that's investing in that infrastructure while most other states are cutting. And I know that over time we will see that too makes a great difference. Well, thank you, Chancellor.